childhood holds very few fond memories for Bev Moore Davis. She was physically, emotionally, and sexually abused from a very young age by her adopted parents. But she has found the courage to tell her story in a memoir, White Picket Monsters. It's just been released. Bev Moore Davis joins the program. Good morning, Ms. Moore Davis.
Good morning.
So your memoir has been 10 years in the making. How difficult was it for you to write about your experience?
It was very difficult. In fact, it's to the taking 10 years to actually get it out and get it on paper. And Julian, I'm a very private person, so it was very difficult to release this, very private, intimate details of my life. And when I started writing, in fact, I was reliving. And a traumatized brain, unfortunately, doesn't know if the memory is real or not. So oftentimes, I would revert back into a childlike state and not really know if, again, if it's real. And, I would have nightmares and all these other things that came back with it. I had headaches, my appetite disappeared, trouble sleeping. So it was a very difficult process, hence again, 10 years.
Wow, and I thank you, for taking time to speak with the VOCM Morning Show about this. What impact did the abuse as a child have on your life?
Child abuse has affected every facet of my life, and it does for all survivors. Unfortunately, the abuse happens, and it is weaved through everything. Like, just to give you one example, as a parent, I was a very young parent, and I grew up without a proper role model. And so, if you can imagine a young 18, 19, 20-year-old with a child, so often I didn't know what to do. But fortunately, I always knew what not to do, and that guided me, I guess, on a good path and kept me in a good place. Being a good mom was so critically important to me at that time, and still is.
Bev Moore Davis, what do you hope readers will take away from this?
Well, the purpose of the book is to give survivors hope, and I want them to know that they're not alone. And I encourage them to, I hope that this will give them strength to talk to other people, because the silence does nothing to help. And I also want to educate people on child abuse.
And April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Is that part of the release?
Yes. Yeah. I purposely chose to release it during April. For a number of years, I've been very active during this month. It is a time to raise awareness, and I just thought it was a good time to release the book.
And Ms. Moore Davis, in some cases, subject matter such as this can be susceptible to censorship. Is that something that you encountered in the process of writing?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I had to be very careful in how I would write and present things, and so that of course did create a little bit more challenge in writing. And for people reading the book, unfortunately there's no easy way around it. It's a difficult conversation, and conversations have to happen if we want change to happen. So as difficult as a read it can be for some people, I want them to know that there is a happy ending, and I hope that will encourage them to read through.
And a 10-year process, was it the type of journey for you where, you would write a little and maybe have to put it down for a time?
Yes. I would designate certain days to do my writing, and when it was time to start over again, I found what worked for me was going back and rereading what I had wrote for the previous chapter, and allowing myself to get back into that mindset. It didn't just come. It didn't just, it's not like a fiction piece where you just have this envision of what your story is going to be like. For this type of book, for me, I would start writing, and I had detailed what I wanted the outline to look and what chapters, what information I wanted to give. But when it came time to write about those particular circumstances, again, I would go back and somewhat relive it. So, yeah, it was a very difficult process, and I gave myself a little bit of a hard time because it took so long. And my family have been incredibly supportive and patient, fortunately, because 10 years is a long time when you need, you know, so much time to delegate to this.
And the title kind of grabs you, you know. What is the significance of the title White Picket Monsters?
Well, basically, the environment was small-town community where most people in the community knew each other. And we were one of those families that it was perceived as living behind that white picket fence, we'll say, you know, that it was a good life. And from the outside looking in, it looked like, you know, it was a good place to be and to live. It was a big home. And, you know, as children, we were dressed. Everything looked to be perfectly in place. And but unfortunately, inside that house, it was a much, much different environment.
And White Picket Monsters has reached number one on Amazon. How does it make you feel?
That's incredible. In fact, it's hard to not even get emotional thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many times during writing this, I thought, you know, I pushed myself because I knew that it would help other people. However, you know, I doubted myself, and I thought, you know, I didn't know if this was going to be good enough. And, you know, I would write things and I would take things away because I didn't want people to know that. And, you know, at the end of the day, when it went to print on Saturday, and immediately I had people reaching out to me, and I had these incredible supportive messages. And it's a little surreal to know that it has been so well received.
Bev Moore Davis, your courage to speak of this, your courage to even, you know, write the book, White Picket Monsters, I thank you for that. And I thank you for joining the VOCM Morning Show. But quickly, before we go, where can people get a copy?
Well, right now it's available on Amazon, ebook or paperback. It's going to take up to 6 weeks to be available for the local bookstores to be able to purchase copies. However, I'm working behind the scenes and trying to speed that process up a little bit. So hopefully we'll get that in there quicker. But for now, it is, again, on Amazon. You would just enter my name and the book title.
Excellent. Bev Moore Davis, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Again, it's Bev Moore Davis. She is the author of White Picket Monsters, and as you heard, it's number one on Amazon right now.